Welcome to a new edition of Becoming the Solution, the podcast looking to empower you to be the change you want to see in the world. Each episode is a gateway to personal growth and global impact. For more insightful content, be sure to visit our website at evolvingtogether.life. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Today's podcast is titled Unconditional Love and Personal Growth. Transforming Relationships for a Better World. In this beautiful interview, Tom Campbell talks about the critical issues around gender, relationships, and personal growth. Campbell highlights that the confusion about gender and its impact on human behavior is one of the most pressing challenges humanity faces today. This confusion creates fear and dysfunction, particularly in relationships where people often settle for need-based rather than love-based connections. True unconditional love in relationships, where partners prioritize each other's happiness, is rare but transformative, making relationships more joyful and lasting. Campbell contrasts two types of relationships, one based on need, which becomes stale and struggles over time, and one based on unconditional love, which remains vibrant and fulfilling. The central issue in many relationships is that people are often self-centered and too focused on their own needs, which limits their ability to truly love and care for their partners. This self-centeredness also leads to broader societal problems, as individuals who struggle in their personal lives are more likely to be judgmental, angry, and disconnected from the larger world. He proposes that to improve relationships and, by extension, society, people need to grow up emotionally, learning to care for others and move beyond a self-centered mindset. The author is working on two books, My Big Toe and Primal Male, Primal Female, which aim to address these issues with the goal of helping people find happiness, satisfaction, and joy in life through personal growth and improved relationships. The books are intended to be interdependent, reinforcing the idea that personal transformation leads to broader societal change. The ultimate message is that fostering unconditional love and caring in relationships is key to creating a better, more harmonious world.
I'm really excited about this. You once mentioned that the confusion around gender and who we are is the most important issue we're facing as humanity today. Is that still the case?
Yes, that is still the case. We have a culture that confuses us about gender, a culture that makes some parts of our being seem like they're not good parts. That makes people have fear. That makes people be dysfunctional. So it's not all of the fear that we find in people. It's not gender related, but a great deal of it is. If the gender related part were gone, then they would be able to grow up so much more easily and be able to deal with the rest of it so much more easily that it would just make all the difference in the world. Yes, we're often dissatisfied with our relationships. Often relationships, even the good relationships, turn out to be just friends who've learned how to get along, but they're not really intimate love relationships. They may seem that way, I guess, to an outsider, because most people don't know what a true love relationship looks like. They've never experienced one. They've never seen one. They've never been around anybody who had one. And if you don't know what it's like, then you don't miss it. You don't look at it and say, oh, I haven't been able to attain this, so I need to grow up. You think this is just the way it is. That's the way people are. People come together in need rather than in love. They have children. They make families. They fight. They don't get along, but they learn to get along to a certain level. You know, I won't trigger your issues and you don't trigger my issues. So they kind of live with a truce. They don't go into those areas that would trigger the other person. So they can live together like friends most of the time. And that's about as good as it gets. When you look at two people who love each other unconditionally, even if they are old people, even if they're in their 80s, they're still full of love and caring and laughter and giggles, and they just adore each other like people do when they're dating, you know, before they get married. You know how you have that honeymoon period, that sweet period where everybody's trying real hard to be what the other person wants. And that usually lasts for, you know, anywhere from, you know, 6 months to 6 years or so, where everybody's trying real hard to play the role they think the other wants. But eventually that kind of goes away and people become themselves and their fear shows, their needs that aren't being met show. The romance kind of goes out of the relationship and it gets kind of, it's every day, it's busy. Both people go to work, you know, the children are in childcare, they come get their children, they've got a couple of hours of family time, in which case they're making dinner, cleaning up afterwards, putting the children to bed, and then going to bed themselves because they're exhausted. Because working all day and running a family is just more than anybody can pack into one 24-hour period, trying to do too much in too short amount of time. So it just gets exhausted. And after a while, people get kind of, they take each other for granted. Oh yeah, that's just my significant other, you know, and there isn't much romance. There isn't a lot of, wow, gee, you know, you thrill me. All that was in the first couple of years of their marriage. That kind of goes away for most people. Whereas the couple who really love each other unconditionally, that never goes away. They always are having fun, laughing, just totally thrilled with each other. The romance doesn't stop, because if either one of them, say, would see that the other one would like or wish or have would want something, they try to give them that. So for instance, if you've been in a relationship that's kind of tired and just kind of gotten into the rut of friends getting along with too much work, in a relationship that is based truly in love, you know, your husband would say, oh, Caroline needs some romance in her life. I'm going to take her out to dinner. I'm going to buy her flowers. I'm going to buy her a new dress, and I'm going to pick her up and carry her out and put her in the car, and we're going to drive off to some nice place just because she likes to get dressed up and likes to present herself and go places and do things. So then you would do that rather than just take you for granted that, yeah, well, we just live here. We've been living with each other for 20 years, and it's just the same old, you know, what's the point in trying to recapture those first early days? That they just don't exist anymore. We're too tired for that. So those are two different, you know, the first, when the relationship kind of runs out of steam, it's not romantic. It's not sizzling. It's not giggles and smiles and happiness and laughter. When it's not that, you mostly have a relationship that's based on need, and the two people just aren't that grown up yet to be in a relationship that's based on unconditional love. They're too fearful that unconditional love, they will lose something that they have, and that they're fearful of losing that. And then that is what constrains the situation. And the people that do have an unconditional love relationship, they're laughing and giggling and having fun right up until the time that they die. You know, life doesn't get stale for them. The relationship doesn't get stale for them. So there's a big difference there. But there's not a lot of people who are grown up enough to give each other unconditional love, much less like we talked about last time, you know, three such people or four such people or five such people. It's very rare to find just two such people. And it's real nice when you do find those, because that's a couple that the honeymoon never ends. So that is possible. But it's only possible if you really have unconditional love for each other. So it doesn't, the other way just doesn't seem to work out, because of the need-based relationship needs change. And people aren't as willing to go out of their way to please the other partner, because it's too much trouble for them. And of course, being self-centered, life is mostly about them. So they don't go out of their way. Making your significant other happy is not a big thrill of your life, because it's more about you, not about them. So only in the courtship phase do you have that excitement and all that thrill and lots of smiles and giggles and good times. But that goes away if you don't have your marriage based on true love rather than on need or on some kind of a deal that you've agreed to. It makes a big difference, this unconditional love, you know, kind of lives on, whereas the other kind of love tends to get stale. Now, I'm sure there's examples that are to the contrary. I'm not saying that every single case must be like this. I'm just saying this is the way life plays out most of the time for most people.
And to what extent do you think are our daily choices, behaviors, and intentions and motivations driven by our primal sexual instincts?
Well, if we let our primal instincts loose, so we actually know them, appreciate them. Now, we can tell them to sit down and be quiet. You know, we don't have to be driven by our primal instincts. We can always say, no, not now, inappropriate, because it may be inappropriate. That's okay. It's not that our primal instincts should rule us, but we have to not deny them. So if you're aware of them and you feel them, whether you act on them or not, that feeling will tend to make you smile, tend to make you happy, tend to make you think happy thoughts, which even if you can't act on it now, it will kind of set you up to act on it later when it is appropriate, as opposed to just forget about it. You see? So that's a difference. Yeah, your first question was, is that really important? It is. If people were not so hung up with struggle in their relationships, most relationships are a struggle. The two people in the relationship, we're just talking about two people now, a duo. If those two people are constantly struggling to get along, struggling to work with each other, to raise the children, to pay the bills, things, and life is more work than fun, okay, they are going to be more likely to be argumentative. They're more likely to be judgmental. They're more likely to be angry. They're not happy. They're not living a life of joy and satisfaction. They're living a life of deprivation, but they don't know what to do about it or what to change. They're kind of stuck in this space. So if we could get that unstuck, that would solve probably 75-80% of all of their problems. Now, the remaining problems, you know, the things that we don't like, that anger us, whatever, are our politics, you know, our legal systems, our economic systems, and all the rest of that stuff, they would have a much more balanced view of those things. But people who are fundamentally unhappy and struggling tend to be snappy, tend to be a little more self-centered rather than less self-centered. Because they're struggling and they feel a lot of pain in their life, they tend to be judgmental and expect the worst. They tend to be jaded. And when you're like that, then you're almost in a no-win situation. It's very difficult to grow up when you have those kinds of attitudes. And that's why I'm writing this Primal Male, Primal Female book, because, you know, I looked at the world and said, you know, what does the world need most? What do people need? What's missing from people's understanding and attitude? And the first thing is they fail to see the big picture. They live in a little picture where, you know, their life is defined by stress. If they had a bigger picture, you know, they could learn to outgrow that. So then the My Big Tale books were written to give people a bigger picture so that they could learn to outgrow the life of stress. But the second thing I came to, and this was a long time ago, this is like 30 years ago. I've had the Primal Male, Primal Female book on the burners like for 30 years. I've been thinking about it and writing it in my head. But the second thing is that relationships, if most people's relationships were full of positivity, full of passion and caring and sharing and working together, that would be the next big thing. That would allow them to kind of come out of their defensive postures, you know, they're kind of battling the rest of the world all the time. They could open up, they could see things that would allow them to grow much more quickly. So those are the two big things I saw that were basically holding people back, making their lives miserable, creating fears, and creating difficulties. So the first one I wanted to write was the My Big Toe, and I kind of got so consumed in that the other one hasn't been written yet. So now I'm going to try to get that one written over the next few years. And hopefully when that other shoe drops and we see kind of the relationship side of things and the importance of relationship and the importance that growing up has for the relationship, if you're not grown up and you're very self-centered, you're not going to have good relationships. It's just that simple. Even if you have what you think's a good relationship, it won't last very long because you're too self-centered. Relationships about other. Self-centered is about you. If you go into a relationship about other and the main interest you have is you, it's just not going to work. And you got two people like that, it's even worse. So that's kind of the typical relationship. People are mostly self-centered because that's kind of the definition of not being grown up, is that you're self-centered. And, you know, their relationships are poor. And that puts a kind of a black pall. It puts, you know, everything else gets grayed out almost when your relationships are poor. It makes your life tedious. It makes your life unhappy. It makes your life something you slog through rather than something you dance through with pleasure and enjoyment. You kind of slog through it like you're in a swamp trying to get to the other end. You know, life is not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be happy and joyous. So that's why the Primal Male, Primal Female is the second thing I want to do, because I think that is a huge part of our problem, is that we are self-centered to the point that having good relationships is very problematic. And we need to see that from both angles, from the big picture angle of, you know, we're here to grow up, and the little picture angle is, I've got this significant other here, you know, how do I interact with them? Well, you interact you know, with care, with love, unconditional love. That's how you interact with them. And it doesn't matter whether that individual is your significant other or your brother or your sister or your mother or father or the little old lady across the street. If you really care about them, then you interact with them with compassion. And how can I help? What can I do? Not what's in it for me. So the two things go together. You can't have a bunch of happy people living, you know, great lives with a super economic system that takes care of everybody and super political system that takes care of everybody. And you can't live in that world if everybody's fighting with each other. If everybody's trying to find a, yeah, but, you know, how can I get more of what I want? You can't do that. They don't go together. As long as everybody's wanting to get what they want and really don't care a whole lot about what others want or need, then the world is going to be a very dysfunctional place. So learning how to care and give in a relationship, well, that's the best way to learn. That's where the rubber meets the road in real life, is relationships. You know, that's the main learning space for growing up, is relationships. So the My Big Toe and the Primal Man, Primal Woman are really two sides of kind of a similar thing, trying to help people find satisfaction and happiness and joy in their lives to grow up. And when they grow up, then all of the systems that support them, all the institutions and politics and governments and all of that will just change automatically. Nothing will have to be done to it, because those people are also part of us. And as we change, attitudes will change. And when those attitudes change, then those attitudes will also change the infrastructure and the institutions that we have and don't like for the most part. So everything will just get better. So that's why these two books kind of are a set, and one's meant to reinforce the other. I'm just a little late on getting the second one out. It's taking me a long time.
I'm really happy you're getting into this. I think it's really important for people to understand how correlated the theory is with Primal Man, Primal Woman, and how they're like interdependent.
I and MBT Events hope you like this video. If you do, then you should consider being a Patreon member, because Patreon members get early access to our special content. You will also be able to get your questions answered by me in special Q&A sessions. And most importantly, your contribution as a patron member will enable us.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, consider subscribing for future episodes on your preferred podcast platform. If you have your own reflections or insights on these subjects, we welcome you to share them through the provided website link. Your thoughts contribute to the richness of the conversation, and we value the diverse perspectives our audience brings to the table. Until the next time, stay inquisitive, practice open-minded skepticism, and remember, our purpose is to grow up and evolve.